yesterday we were talking some more about avoidance, accommodating, assertiveness, compromise, and collaboration. Okay, so I was going to talk more about collaboration today. So collaboration is based more when there's a conflict on seeing yourself at both parties of the conflict on the same side of the table facing the problem together. Okay, so often in a conflict we see each other on opposite sides of the table with the problem being the other person. And here what we're doing is we're both on the same side of the table looking at the circumstance and seeing how best to manage it. Okay? So that kind of attitude right away diffuses a lot of the hostility, both in our mind and in the other person's mind, because we're seeing what we have in common with the other person. Okay? And so that's always very, very helpful. Then another thing in collaboration is to really ask the person what their interests are. Because so often we assume we know what the other person wants, but we don't, okay? So the example they usually give us, this very trite example of like two people who are quarreling over an orange and they both want the orange, okay? Now if they stop and both parties think, oh, she wants the orange. I know I want the orange. Okay, that's the way it looks. But they haven't really talked enough to see what it is that they really want, because one of them wants to eat the inside of the orange and the other one wants the orange peel to put in some jam. Okay? So they could actually take the orange and both get what they want if they communicated. See, this is where the difference between compromise and collaboration is. If you communicate, very often you realize that you can both get what you want because you want slightly different things in the process. Whereas if you go directly to compromise, then you're just going to cut that orange in half, and when both parties could actually get the whole orange, you know, not get the whole orange, but get what they want, okay, or get what they need. So that's why, you know, it's really good to communicate, you know, what really, you know, okay, you want the orange, but what is it about the orange that you want? Okay? So that's another point with the collaboration. And then as we were talking about yesterday after we turned the camera off, that this model of the relationship versus the issue is a very simplified model, and that in any conflict there are so many more circumstances and components than just these two. Because there could be the feeling of our own self-respect, our own integrity. The power differential between two people is very significant. And the power differential can be in terms of money, in terms of age, in terms of people resources. There could be a very big difference in the people's self-esteem, which is their perceived power differential, you know, so all these other things factor into it too, so it's not just these two components. So don't try and reduce all conflict resolutions to, is it the issue or is it the relationship, yeah, because it's much more complex than that. But it does give you some idea about how to go about approaching things, and I think this idea of being on the same side of the table is very helpful because it helps us see the things we have in common with the other person, which is very helpful in a conflict because we tend, when we're in a conflict with somebody, that everything they say is wrong, is bad, but not really understanding it. Yeah. Actually, I was reading something that was quite amusing. I don't know if I should put this on the camera or not. But now I can say it if I assume that it's only Westerners are going to listen. I was reading somebody's article about about, you know, the Tibetan tenet system and everything. And this person was remarking that if you take certain quotations or certain assertions and say them to a Geshe, the Geshe often wants to know who said them. Because if it's somebody from his own school, then he will explain how, if those assertions sound a little bit strange, he will explain how it really means X, Y, and Z and is in complete conformity with what the Buddha teaches. Whereas if it's somebody from another Buddhist school, then he'll explain how that person's so stupid for believing in that. So I had to laugh because but it does just remind us that when we, you know, see somebody on our side, that we understand what's going on with them a little bit better than if our mind imputes them as being the opposition, in which case we don't understand.